Hi, I'm Alison from Pesky People, and I'm here with John, who we just through Twitter managed to bump into each other at South by Southwest. And John is one of the founders of the Alley Camps, which is the accessibility unconferences, of which Alley Camp London is one of them. So, hi John, it's nice
Hello,
to see
nice
you.
Hello, nice to see you.
And so tell us how this all started off, you know, like...
All right, I've been doing accessibility for the United States Army for the last 5 years or so, and saw a tweet back in February of 2009 about a group that got together for a couple hours on a weekend, decided it would be a great idea to do an accessibility camp in Washington, D.C., where Section 508 is really enforced or should be enforced. So then from there, I spent a couple of months trying to figure out where to have the event, since you need four forms of secure ID to get in the buildings to begin with during a week. So finally found one through a meetup with a bunch of friends and started talking with the library. We ended up having it at the public library to use their funds, and it used it because the buildings are accessible. So it took, you know, 6 months to figure out and get done.
And in terms of why do it? Why was it important?
It was important to me because there's a lot of people that just don't know about accessibility and are more than willing to do that once they learn it. One of the big things that we did during our accessibility camp during lunchtime was had some demos. First year we had Jenison Asuncion, who's from Toronto, do a JAWS demonstration about buying tickets to come from Toronto to D.C. and had 30 or 40 people around. And a lot of them were really blown away and realized, you know, how difficult it was if they didn't build their websites accordingly to be accessible, that it was for people to use them.
That's great. with the accessibility camp, is there anything, you know, what's been change-breaking? What's really stood out for you?
It's been really, it's just building a community locally was one of the big things that we found, because now we have monthly meetings in D.C. I know London has periodic meetings every couple of months they're working on. Some of it's that it's just going around the world when you're meeting and talking about these things. They've had two in London. They've had two in Quebec or Montreal. They've had one in Toronto now. Seattle, Boston's had a few. So they're spreading throughout the country, the United States, and through globally throughout the world, which is really cool.
That's really great. In terms of You're an accessibility consultant. You build websites.
Right.
You do quite a range of different websites and stuff. So what do you specialize in?
I'm more specialized in the front end and reviewing them and some of the back end. So I try to do when I teach and speak is more the basics of proper HTML structure and web standards, because that's going to get you 80 or 90% there. But also try to explain, even to the designers, that it has to start there to get the color contrast, the font sizes, and all those things involved ahead of time.
One last question.
Okay.
Where do you see the accessibility camps going? What's next? What do you think is going to...
I hope to add a few more. I mean, I've heard rumors they're trying to do one in New York City this year, along with... they're talking about Columbus, Ohio, and around... I'm hoping to get them in a lot of the major cities in the States and then over around the world through meeting people at things like South by Southwest or CSUN. So, I mean, I just like to see them continue and be free so anybody can do them. And if you have any questions, to get a hold of me, go to jfciii.com and get a hold of me through there. Twitter is JFC3. So
That's
ask
great.
Me, and I'll try to help out as much as I can.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Welcome. And we had